Hello, hello, and good morning, good morning. I'm going to set you up here. Hey, good morning, Instagram community and Sardinos community. Hey, I am popping on here to give you guys a pretty important update. I'm realizing that a lot of people don't quite know my story. So I'm going to try to make it as short as I can, and I'm going to also give you some updates on the upcoming episode that we have coming. So let's start off by saying this year has been rough for a lot of people. And I have come to the realization that we need community now more than ever. Even though we're in a pandemic and we have everything that's going on, there's different ways for us to be able to socialize. And I think we need to restructure and rethink about what we know as, community. So being that this is where we're at now, we have to figure out a way to help each other. And that's the main goal of Sardinos True Talk, is to help anyone that is possibly dealing with injury or dealing with some type of adversity that they can't get over mentally. I'm in the process of restructuring my podcast to do so. My guest on December 7th will be a gentleman by the name of Dr. Johnny King and his wife, Melissa. This gentleman has been through a lot, personally. Probably one of the worst cases of PTSD that I have ever came across. And he is one of the most resilient men I've ever met on this planet. I would put him up there with David Goggins. I would put him up there with Jesse Itzler. With Wim Hof and Sandap Guru. So if you're into any of those type of people and type of information, that is kind of the format that I am going to be going for Sardinos True Talk. Going back to my story, I'm originally from New York City. Was pretty much born and raised there until the age of, I want to say 13 or 14, and then we started pinging around. Didn't have the worst upbringing and didn't have the best upbringing. We'll leave it at that. But I will say that I learned a lot from my parents, and I learned a lot from my family as well. The two things that really broke me and shaped me to who I am now and put me on this journey was when I injured my back in 2013, which was in a training exercise in the Army, and I blew my back out to the point where my disc slipped out and I was hunched over for about 6 months, okay? I couldn't walk, couldn't do anything. And the two things I learned from that whole ordeal, so if you're dealing with it, I've been there on both sides of it. No one was going to come and help me, number one. And number two, I had to do the work. So when I established myself up again and was able to walk, my main goal was to be healthier than what I was before. That put me on a journey of understanding my body and reading about hormones and reading about what's a good diet and all these other things. That's kind of partially what I was gearing towards in season one of Sardinos True Talk. Now here in season two, with a huge hiatus in between, I've just been writing and working on the content itself, and I'm really ready and prepared to share it and fail if I fail, because I don't care. I know someone will get this information and I'll change the life of one person. And then I meet my goal. And that's really what it's all about. It's about helping others when they need it, especially now. Especially now. Because with this whole pandemic, people are just disjointed. They're trying to find their own normalcy, and they're stuck in their minds. So, like I said, there was two culminating events. So that one was the injury, and the other one was back in 2015. I got out of the Army in 2016, and I went to selection that last year. My goal was to go through Special Forces selection and then become either an E6 or E7 and reclass, and that's the route that I was going to go in the military. I ended up going through Hell Week, and I did not make it. I failed out of selection. That hurt my spirit. It broke my soul. It broke me mentally. I was done. Because I had given absolutely every ounce of energy, to complete and do that training. And to find out that I failed after all that work was heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking. To the point that I ended up just transitioning out because I couldn't cope with me failing. This failure was one of the best and worst things in my life. And the reason why I say it's the best and worst is because I now know that I was not prepared mentally to deal with what I would have dealt with had I been in selection. And I could have easily let one of my brothers or sisters in arms down and injure their life had I been selected to go to Special Forces. So I'm grateful that I wasn't, because that's a lot of pressure. And now knowing that I was mentally devastated, I could not move forward. So that being said, where we are today, 2020, I had a huge mental breakdown. And this was shortly after my wife got COVID-19. So there was a lot of stressors in place. And it was a perfect storm. And this was mid-year 2020. After that event, I had a total breakdown. I was in tears. I ended up calling one of my professors. And he kind of just calmed me down a little bit and understood and was very open. And I felt completely out of character because he does not know me that well. And for me to just break down the way I did, it was an eye-opening experience. I needed help, and I found it. And I found it in myself, not in anyone else, not in training, not in any. The only thing that helped me get through this was reading and writing. As silly as it seems, I had to busy my mind so I can stop thinking about all the negative stressors that we deal with on a daily life. One of them being social media, which is the biggest, in my opinion. Then short second would be TV. But we're so programmed to continue on this path that it's scary. And that's partially, once again, why I created Sarandino's True Talk, is to help maybe someone who has gotten in that injury stage and doesn't know how to move forward, or maybe someone who is dealing with a serious TBI and doesn't have the support. And I want everyone to know that I'm here to help. I'm not Superman. I don't expect anyone to be Superman, but I guess with all of us together, we can make a huge difference. And I believe that. I truly do believe it. This whole journey has been very spiritual for me, in a way. Even, like I said, I'm not a very spiritual person, but I am a God-fearing man, and I totally believe in God, because some certain events that have happened to me cannot be explained any other way. So I will tell you that. So I do believe in a higher entity. I do believe in God, and I'm not a specific denomination, but I am very familiar with a lot of religions, Judaism, Christianism, and there's other religions that I want to learn about, like Buddhism and Hinduism. So I'm getting there, but I just want to let you guys know, I'm sorry if I rambled on too long, who I am, what I'm about, what Sarandino's True Talk is about, and how you can help. So the last thing I'm going to say is that obviously I can't do this alone. I'm on the hunt for some specific mods. So if you guys are out there and are modders and may not want to put a face but want to be part of an organization, then maybe this is a good time for you to shine. I am also looking out to the community and just seeing what kind of resources we have within the shelves. There's a lot of bridges that I've been able to connect, and I hope to continue to do this. That's what I am the best at, is bridging that gap between people, and that's what I'm built to do. So you guys, I'm sorry I rambled so much. This might be a weird format and probably out of character for a lot of people, but I'm just tired of people feeling helpless during this time. And I was there. I had a mental breakdown. I lost my shit. And I don't want anyone, not even my worst enemy, to get back to where I was. Okay? It's a very dark place. You are not alone in a way. The work you have to do by yourself. But the support structure should be there. And I hope you guys have a blessed day. I am very excited about this next episode that's coming out. It's coming out on December 7th is when I'm going to be recording. So hopefully between the 7th and the 8th, it will be released audio, and then video will be worked within the next 3 or 4 days, shortly after that. So keep out on the lookout for the next episode. It's going to be with Dr. John King and Melissa King. And amazing story and amazing format of the actual podcast, the structure and the writing that I've done for it. And I am very excited to share that information with others. And if you guys know anybody out there that you think I should interview, or if you guys also know of any people that want to promote their businesses and have a positive angle, let me know and I will take a look at it. And even if they don't, just let me know and I'll at least bridge the gap, communicate my information with them, and they can know who I am. Other than that, you guys have a blessed day. Sardinos community is growing pretty strong. We've hit about 5 countries and over 300 downloads. So I'm amazed at how quickly it happened. And I am very happy to be part of it. Well, you guys have a good one. And I'll see you on the flip or on the mats. Have a good one.